This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tzava, Parshat Tzava, we learn all about Aaron HaKohen's inauguration to be the Kohen Gadol. There's maybe one parsha that precedes it about bringing Shemen HaMishcha as a truma, as a tithe for the menorah, for the lighting of the menorah. But basically, Tetzave is about Big Day Kahuna for Aaron upon his inauguration of becoming the Kohen Gadol. It's Yadua, everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzave. The Derech Klal in most of the parshiyos from when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the scene as the manig of Yisrael, he's mentioned every parasha of Moshe's name is brought. And in Parashas Tetzaveh, there's no mention of it. Tzidua, I don't think there's even a child that isn't taught this. He brings it home from the Cheder. The Pshat of the Balaturim, that the reason why Parashas Tetzaveh makes no mention of Moshe Rabbeinu's name is because Moshe Rabbeinu himself, by the eagle, said, "Mecheni no misifrecha, erase me from your sefer." Now, even though the simple translation means "sefer chayim v'moves," erase me from life and death, but in a stretch, it could also mean erase me from your Torah, misifrecha, your Torah. Hashem's sefer is the Torah. So if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, erase me. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Moichel Klal Yisrael, he was Moichel Klal Yisrael, he did forgive him for the ego, so then there would be no reason to erase Moshe Rabbeinu. But the way the Mefarshim and the Achroinim explain, yeah, but when a person says something, if he's a tzaddik especially, it doesn't go l'chinam, doesn't go for nothing. Since Moshe Rabbeinu spoke out, mecheni no misifrecha, it had to come to resolution, it had to come that the final thing is he will be erased from the Sefer, and therefore this week's parsha, he's erased. Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the parsha. That's what the Balaturim brings down, and everybody knows it. That still doesn't help us to understand why in this week's parsha. That's the question that everybody wants to ask. Chayra, you're right. Mecheni no misifrecha. Moshe Rabbeinu said, erase me, so Rabbeinu Shem chooses to erase him. So erase him from the entire Torah. And if you're going to choose only one parsha, why this one? Why is this the parsha that Mecheni no Misifrecha is the parsha chosen to be Mekayim, the Mecheni no Misifrecha? So in years past, I've said a beautiful pshat, Baruch Hashem, Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Aaron HaKohen is chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. Understand that the whole Beis HaMikdash Mishkan is a result of the Egel. Because there's Egel, we needed a Mishkan. If not for the Egel, we wouldn't need a Mishkan. The Rishayin and the Sipurna and the others explain who made the Egel. Aaron HaKohen made the Egel. As a matter of fact, we learn that Aaron HaKohen needed to be pushed to go do the Avodah. Rashi brings from Chazal that he was embarrassed. He didn't want to go to become the Oyved, the Kohen Gadol, because he did the Egel. Yet the Rabbeinu Shloilam chooses Aaron HaKohen to be the star of the Mishkan. If the Mishkan was the Egel, and Aaron made the Egel, yet he becomes the star of the Mishkan. He becomes the Kohen Gadol. He becomes the focal point of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the answer is, because Aaron HaKohen was Lechata, he didn't do it for himself. As a matter of fact, Aaron HaKohen did it selflessly. He did it not for himself. He did sacrificing himself for the kapara of Klal Yisrael. Because he made a cheshbon that if they kill me, I'm the Kohen. And they also killed the Navi Chur. Some Rishonim learned that he himself was the Kohen, the Navi. He was both. But either way, they wouldn't have a kapara because they killed the Kohen, the Navi, Beveis Hashem. So in order to have a kapara for Klal Yisrael, because like this they won't have a kapara, there would be no way to forgive them for the act. So he went and he did the egel. So even though the Mishkan was to correct, even though the Mishkan was to be misaken, even though the Mishkan was to rectify what happened with the egel, Aaron HaKohen had a big role in the Mishkan, in the Avodah, because he actually made the egel with a selflessness in order to be mechaper HaKohen. We find by Pinchas that Pinchas also became Kohen. When does Pinchas become the Kohen? Tachas HaShekine LeLekav VaYechaper Al B'nei Yisrael. The idea of a Kohen is selfless. He's either Shlucha D'Rachmana, he's a messenger of the Eibishter, or Shlucha D'Idan, the messenger of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara and Kedushin. In a few places the Gemara discusses, what's the role of a Kohen? Does a Kohen a Shliach of Hashem, or is he a Shliach of Klal Yisrael? What does the Gemara mean to say? That he is selfless. The Kohen does not represent himself. The Kohen actually is a representation of two entities, the Rabbeinu Shloilam and Klal Yisrael. We're soon going to learn that the big tikkahuna, like it says in this week's parasha, was L'chavayd Ol Sifares. Rabbeinu Bechai, other Rishonim, learn L'chavayd Hashem Ol Sifares Klal Yisrael. It is for the honor of Hashem, and it's for the glorification of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Because the Kohen actually represents two entities. It's not about him. It's about Hashem. It's about Klal Yisrael. So Aaron HaKohen went and sacrificed himself to be Mechaper Al Bnei Yisrael. Like Pinchas, who was Tachas HaShekinah LeLekav, which is Shlucha D'Rachmanu for the sake of Hashem. And Mechaper Al Bnei Yisrael, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That's what a Kohen is. So Aaron HaKohen seemed to make an egel, which was against Hashem, but the purpose was for Hashem and for Klal Yisrael, was completely not about himself. To the point where he was supposed to get honor in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, to do the Avodah, he didn't want to do it. Aaron HaKohen wasn't about him. It was about Klal Yisrael, Mesiras Nefesh. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who was actually inaugurating, we're going to soon learn, Moshe Rabbeinu is inaugurating Aaron HaKohen. V'ata hakrei v'lecha es Aaron achicha. Point, Aaron is now being inaugurated that he is Moshe Nefesh. He lives for Klal Yisrael, for their kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu had the same attribute. Moshe Rabbeinu said when they came to the Egel, Mecheni na misifrecha. Erase me from your sefer, Mesiras Nefesh, for the kapara of Klal Yisrael. Either you forgive them, or erase me. I don't want to be there. So that's why they chose in this week's parsha, where Aaron becomes the Kohen Gadol, for sacrificing himself for the kapara of Klal Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu was also mentioned by showing that he said, Mecheni na misifrecha. by taking out Moshe Rabbeinu's name, what you're doing is you're trying to portray and to symbolize, commemorate, that Moshe said, erase me. That's why it goes hand in hand in the parasha where Aaron HaKohen is chosen. Because he was Vayichaper al B'nai Yisrael, and he gave himself up for that. He was ready to be Moshe Nefesh for that. Moshe Rabbeinu also. You know what it is to tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, Mecheni no Misifrucha? It sounds almost like an Aveira. That's how you talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Chutzpah. There was a tremendous chutzpah, Nazus. Yet he sacrificed himself for the sake of a chaper, to have kapara for Klal Yisrael. That's why in this week's parasha, the two inyanim come together. Aaron HaKohen becoming the Kohen Gadol after the Egel. After the Egel, he becomes the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who makes him the Kohen Gadol without mentioning his name. Because Vecheinina Mesifrecha was also, it was a way, it was a derech of sacrificing himself to be Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was originally the Kohen Gadol. For the 7 days of Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, Moshe Haya Oymed U'Makriv. Moshe was the Kohen Gadol. We're going to learn soon that Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. The Medrash tells us he felt bad when he was told to make Aaron HaKohen the Kohen Gadol. He had Kinas Seifrim, as we will learn and explain the Medrash in the future, a little bit later on in the Shir. So the Rabbeinu Shlalem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron is becoming the Kohen Gadol to be Vayichaper al B'nai Yisrael. Don't think you're any different. You were the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. You know what's pshat? Because of the Mecheni no Misifrecha. You also went and was Moshe Nefesh to give yourself up for the Kapar of Klal Yisrael, and that's why it's mentioned together. The inauguration of Aaron with the Mecheni no Misifrecha of Moshe Rabbeinu in the parasha of Tetzaveh. And we will soon learn that the word Tetzaveh plays a big role in understanding the parasha. Tetzaveh means tzivui, command of Hashem. When one only has in his focus, in his ratzon, to be mekayim the tzivui Hashem, he is selfless. He lives for tetzaveh. He lives for the tzivui of Hashem. And thus the Mecheni no Misifrecha Moshe Rabbeinu was able to achieve because he lives for the Rabbeinu Shleilim. He doesn't live for himself. While Aaron HaKohen as well lived only for the Tetzaveh. But as we will talk later, this is maybe a little more Drush, but we'll get to it in Pshat a little bit later. But I believe it's a little bit deeper, Rabbeisai. I want to show you something unique about Ata Tetzaveh, the Parsha. And with this, maybe we'll have a better or a deeper understanding. An added understanding, added, deeper, to why this week's parsha, Tetzaveh, was chosen as the parsha that the Mecheni no Misifrecha will take effect. So far we understand that it's a Mesiras Nefesh from Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mechaper on Klal Yisrael, which is really the role of the Kohen Gadol, and here Aaron HaKohen is becoming the Kohen Gadol. We understand, but it's a lot deeper, and I'll soon explain to you. It's interesting, Ata Tetzaveh, in Hebrew, in Dikduk of Lashon Kodesh, when you talk to somebody, you don't have to say Ata. When you tell somebody, you just tell them Tetzaveh, Teilech. You don't say Ata Teilech.
Sometimes you say
it. You don't need the word Ata. This question is not my question. The Archaim HaKadosh asks us for a question. The Archaim says, do you know why it says Ato Tetzaveh? And later on we'll find it says Ato Hakrev Elecha Aaron Achicha. And the entire parsha, it talks about Ato emphasizing, being madgish you. Says the Archaim, Hashem wanted that when Moshe Rabbeinu commands for the to bring the Shemen Zayis or to bring Aaron HaKohen close, it shouldn't come like Hashem said to do it. It shouldn't sound like, it shouldn't be that I, Hashem, told him to do. I, Hashem, told Moshe to be Mekarev Aaron to him as the Kohen Gadol. But it should come from Atayu. Like you're the one who's doing it, and you're the one who's commanding, and you're the one who's instructing and setting it up. I'm the mitzaveh, but it shouldn't sound that way. It should sound like Atam mitzaveh. I'm the one who's telling you to be Makriv Aroin to the Kai Kuhuna Gedailah. But it should sound like Ata Hakrevi Lacha, that you're doing it, not me, you. Why? Why is it so important that it should be Va'ata, that you should be Mitzaves B'nei Yisrael V'yikoy Lecha, they should take to you the Shemen Zayis, as if it's an issue for Moshe personally, Ata Hakrevei Lecha, Asar Nechicha, that it's you who's doing it. Why? Why is that so important? So here on one hand, we're learning Mecheni Na Misifra Chamaish is not mentioned. And on the other hand, it says Ata. So we could come and say a very nice daher that the Rebbeinu Nishal Olam is balancing. I have to take your name out, but I don't want you to feel like you're out of the picture completely. I don't want you to feel like we're not being gairus you. So I give you a very key role, as if you're the main person in the parasha, without mentioning your name. He's elevating Aaron, but Moshe Rabbeinu he's elevating. Ato, I want that it to be you. You should take the key role of doing it, as if you are the one that's commanding. Why? So we could come and say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam takes away and gives. He's meimis u'mechaya. It goes in hand. Sometimes he gives a little bit of a musar, a teichacha, and at the same time, he uplifts the person. So you can have this balance. That the balance is, he's not mentioned, yet at the same time, ata.
You're elevating one, he's elevating.
Key role. I would say maybe even deeper than this. On one hand, he's not mentioned. On the other hand, we say Ata Tetzaveh. I'd like to add a third pshat from the Zohar. The Zohar says Ata Tetzaveh. It's referring to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam because Ata means Hashem, like it says Mechaye Mason Ata Rav Lo Hishia. So Ata means Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Ata Tetzaveh. You are going to be mitzvah, but it's not you, it's actually me. So wait a minute. It's not you because your name is not mentioned, but it is you because I'm telling you and I'm saying you and I'm stressing you like Dar HaChaim. Yet I'm telling you it's not you, it's me, it's Hashem. Ata means Hashem. Is it you? Is it not you? Is it you? It's not you. It is you. It isn't you. What happened here? Ata, it's not you. Ata, it is you, and Ata, it's not you, it's Hashem. What does it mean? I believe Rabbeisai, the parsha of Tetzaveh, sends a tremendous yesod, a tremendous lesson and message in Binyan HaMishkan, in general, and in Kedusha Bifrat. What is Kedusha? The Binyan HaMishkan is Kedusha, right? There had to be a Makom Kadosh, right? Va'asuli Mikdash, Kadosh. What is Kadosh? I want to tell you that we always think Kadosh is lofty things of Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Kedusha and Tahira. There's something which is more basic about Kedusha, and we're soon going to explain it in great length. You know, we talk about Ish v'Isha, about Kedusha. Between a husband and a wife, there should be Kedusha. Is everybody holding on the level of Kedusha? That they live with the Rabbeinu Shloilam in a very spiritual... Not everybody. Yet, Ishus is called Kedusha. The Rambam brings the halachas of Ishus. There's true, there's Nashim, but all the Hilchas Nida, for example, is in Kedusha. Rambam brings it in Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Kedusha Rabbeisai, we're going to learn, is when one is selfless to the point that he lives for others. And the others could be the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The others could be people around him. Wife, family, friends. That's Kedusha. Kedusha, specifically in Chai Yishus, is to be selfless and to live and to think about the other person. True, in the lofty sense of the word, Kedusha means Rabbeinu Shloilam and the celestial ideas of Merkava and so on and so forth. Then there's lower levels of Kedusha, but then there's basic Kedusha, and that is when a person is not chumri, he's not about himself, it's not ani, it's actually I live for something higher and better and bigger than just me. That's called Kedusha. And I'll explain to you when I... The Medrash, like I told you, says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take Aaron and inaugurate him as the Kohen, says the Medrash, Ba'ato hakrev eilecha hadahu d'chsiv. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Shlule seirascha shashuyai ozavati bani. Yeah? What does that have to do with this week's parasha? What does that do with Aaron? Lulei Seirasu, David HaMelech says, if not for your Torah, which was my plaything, Shashuyai, Az Avadati Ba'ani, I would have been lost with my hopeless pain. What does it have to do with this bringing Aaron to you as the Kohen Gadol? Says the Medrash, because Kesha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moisha, V'yat O'Hakrav Eilecha, Hey Allah, he felt bad. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. Kina Seifrim, he felt a certain kina, a jealousy. Why not me? Amalei Taira Haisali, says the Rabbi Shalom, Taira was mine, Unisati Elucha, I've given it to you. She'ilulehi avadati eilami. If not for the Taira, I would have had to destroy the world already. So that's Lulei Seirascha, says the Matnas Kahuna, if not for your Taira, Moshe. We always think that David HaMelech says it, and after him we say, Lulei Seirascha. If not for you, Hashem, your Torah, we'd be lost. Actually, the Medrash says that Hashem said, Lulei Seirascha. It's interesting. When we sing the song, Lulei Seirascha Sasuye, do we? How many of us know, according to the words of Chazal, it's actually Hashem talking, if not for you, Moshe and Klal Yisrael, your Torah that you learned, Azavati Bani. So you're what? You're jealous. Kinasoifrim, of course, a spiritual jealousy, a kosher jealousy, that you don't have the kahuna. You have something bigger. You have Lulei Seirascha Shashuyai. If not for your Torah, the world would not exist. Don't forget, there's three amudim to the world. Ala Torah, Ala Avoida, Val Gmilus Chasadim. So let's say Aaron is the Avoida. Maybe Aaron is the Avoida, but your Torah, which comes first, Ala Torah. So your keeping up with the world is a lot greater than the Avoida that Aaron has chosen to do. Why does he pick the Pasuk of Lulei Seirascha Shashuyai? Why that Pasuk? So Pasuk Pshat is, he's trying to say the Nakuda of the Mishnah of Ala Torah Avoida of Silan Ha'olam Aymet. So you're keeping up the world more than Aaron. You look at the other Mefarshi HaMedrash, they explain that it's about Keser Torah and Keser Kahuna. That Keser Torah you have, Keser Kahuna he has. So what are you jealous that he has Keser Kahuna, you have Keser Torah? That's what it means. According to the Matnis Kahuna, which is one of the Mefarshim on the Medrash, he's saying, Avodah, well, you're also keeping up the world even more than the Avodah. Because Torah keeps up the world even more than the Avodah. So it's about the mission of Allah Torah, Allah Avodah, Allah Gmils Chasad, and Ma'ilam Aymed. Most of the Mefarshim on Medrash learn it's about the Kesarim, the crowns. That Aaron is becoming Keser Kahuna here. He's being inaugurated as the Keser, the crown of Kahuna. Hey, Roy, Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. How come he didn't get it? If you look, one of the pshatim, the Fei Tayer, I believe, on the bottom says, why Taka didn't he get it, Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, because he was busy teaching Tayer. It's more important. Moshe was busy. Moshe didn't have time to be the Kayin. So instead of becoming Keser Kahuna, he became given him Keser Tayer. And Keser Tayer, like the Mishnah says, is greater than Keser Kahuna. So therefore, feel good, Moshe Rabbeinu. So I had a question on this medrash. Two questions. Question number one, if you mean to say that Keser Kahuna is less than Keser Torah, and as a matter of fact, the Netziv actually takes this a concept of the Medrash and brings it back into the Pasuk. V'ata hakreve lecha. What does that say, the Netziv? That you should be makrif to you, says the Netziv in Emek Shdavar, that you should bring the Keser Kahuna, that it should be close to who and what you are, but still not it. Because Keser Kahuna, Keser Gittayr is greater than Keser Kahuna. V'ata you, who is Keser Torah Hakrev, bring the Keser Kahuna closer, but not, as they say in English, no cigar. Close, but no cigar. The idea is, close, v'ata Hakrev Eilechem, but it's not exactly it, because you're more. Your Keser Torah. So why does he use the pasuk of Lulei Seiroscha Shashuya Ozavati Ba'ani? It has nothing to do with Keser Torah. You want to say Keser Torah is bigger, so say Keser Torah is greater. Why the pasuk of Lulei Seiroscha Shashuya Ozavati Ba'ani? Why that pasuk? If you learn like the Pshat of the Matnas Kahuna, that Hashem is saying that the world stands on your Torah, and the Rabbeinu Shloim saying Lulei Seiroscha Shashuyai, and Azavati Ba'ani means that the world would go into destruction. Okay, but if you learn like the rest of the Mefarshim, that we're trying to say that the Keser Torah is greater than the Keser Kahuna, then why do you choose to express it through the pasuk of Lulei Seiroscha Shashuyei Azavati Ba'ani? Just say Keser Torah is greater. Torah is more than Kahuna. It's more than Avodah. Why is the concept of Keser Torah the greatest expressed through the words of the pasuk of Lulei Seiroscha Shashuyei? Which simply means that if not for your Torah, I'd be lost in this world from all the affliction and the yoinis and difficulties that life brings. Why this pasuk? So, Rabbosai, I would say that we have to understand a little bit Keser Torah. And little by little, with the understanding of Keser Torah, we can understand why this pasuk represents Keser Torah and the greatness of Keser Torah. Why is it that the Lulei Seiroscha becomes the picture of Keser Torah being bigger than Keser Kahuna. So Pasha Pshat, I would say, that if you look at the Rambam seems to say clearly that in order to achieve Keser Torah, one needs to learn through difficulty. The Rambam in Hilchis Talmud Torah Peri Gimel writes clearly that what is Keser Torah? Keser Torah is achieved when one learns Pas Bamelech Toichal, Umayim Bamesurat Tishta, Ve'aloritz Tishon, Ve'chaye Tzar Tichye. That's how you achieve Keser Torah. To have Keser Torah through a learning which is from comfort, it doesn't come. So maybe that's why we use the pasuk of Lulei Seiroscha Shasuye Oz Avavti Ba'Ani. Because Ani is how one is supposed to learn in order to reach Keser Torah. The problem with this is, what do you need the Shasuye? Why do you have, just bring the Mishnah, Kachi Darker Shal Torah, Pasma Mayim Shal Tvati, Chai Yitzar Tichya, Uvat Torah to Amel. I mean, why do we need the whole Shashuyai, the learning is a Shashua? Where does that come from? Why do you have to come on to the Shashua, that part of it? So Rabbi Yisai, let's discuss the connection between Lulei Seiroscha Shashuyai and Keser Torah. I understand that Onyi is a condition, a Tanai, so to speak, in order to achieve Keser Torah, that the Torah has to be learned with amelus, with difficulty, with hardship. But what about the shashuyai? Is that an ingredient in Keser Torah? Is that one of the conditions, the tnayim that is needed, that Torah should be learned as a shashua, which means a play toy, so to speak, in order to achieve Keser Torah? What is Keser Torah? What is it? A person walks around, Keser Torah. If I looked at it, can I see it? Would I be able to notice Keser Torah? You know, Keser Kahuna I can notice. Because the Kohen Gadol walks around, he has a beautiful crown on his head. He wore begadim, which was royalty. You look at the Ramban and the Rishonim, that these were very, very royal, special begadim that only the Chashuvei Am wear. Keser Malchus, also. It's a keter, royalty.
King.
Melech, Beyoifi, Techzeno, Einecha. Beautiful. Aaron would dress Lechavad Lusifares. The king is dressed Melech, Beyoifi, Techzeno, Einecha. What about the Talmud Chacham? What about the Keser Torah? In what way do we see Keser Torah? Wait, what is it? Who is it? Explain to me. Keser Torah, what? Is it just words that we throw around? Mazer Keter Torah. You think it means in the Aron HaKodesh, you have on top of the Torah a silver that you buy for $200, that's called Keser Torah? That's only $200. It maybe resembles the concept of Keser Torah, but that's not Keser Torah. What is Keser Torah? Ask anybody, Keser Torah. What? What is it? Where is it? Who is it? What is it? Rabbi Yisai, there's an interesting Zayir of Chaim Volozhiner brings it down in his Nefesh HaChayim, that when a Talmud Chacham, or for that matter any, it doesn't have to be Talmud Chacham, but someone who sits and learns, says a Chidush Torah. That Chidush Torah goes up to Shemayim, and the Rabbi Yisrael takes it and he kisses it. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for every word of Chidush, of Torah, he kisses it. And from that kiss springs forth Ksarim, crowns. And the crowns go on the head of the Talmidei Chacham. Wow, sounds very beautiful. Sounds exciting. Crowns. You know, you can picture just the way it's just in the air. Crowns are just floating. They're like sparkles in the sky. Beautiful, huh? Yeah, but Lamaisa, where is it? What is it? Could you see it? Maybe if a person's on a very big level, he could see that crown. Maybe he could see the ksarim, those crowns that fall on the heads of the Talmid HaChachamim. I want to tell you over a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva talks about Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? He says, Olam Haba is Tzadikim Yoishvim. They sit. Unehenim Miziv HaShchina. They enjoy the Shchina. The Atereisehem Berashehem. And their crowns are on their heads. Which crowns? That's a Torah. But the Rambam explains what those crowns are. It is the idea, it is the knowledge of Hashem, which is from the Torah that they've received, that it is because of this knowledge that they sit in Olam Haba. It is that knowledge that is their Atara, their crown, that they're sitting with in Olam Haba. So the Yedias HaTorah, the knowledge of Torah, which is, of course, Yedias Hashem, that's the deeper you go into the Torah, the more you know Hashem. We all know that the Torah itself was written, it's Oisiyos of the Shem Hashem. All the letters of the Torah is actually Hashem. Hashem in the Torah is Chada. It's all Chada. So the knowledge of Torah, which is called Yedias Hashem, is in itself the Keser Torah. And the Tzaddikim are sitting with that Keser in Olam Haba. I'd like to point out, notice that it never says Atayrisehem al Roshayim, that the Atara is on their heads, but rather, what does it say? Atara Seyem? Be. Roshayim. In. Wisdom of Torah is the crown. So there are crowns which are external. But the wisdom of Torah, which is the crown of the Talmud Chacham, is what? Internal. Atara Seyem, Be Roshayim. It's the way the Rambam brings the Pasuk, the Gemara of Atara Seyem, Be Roshayim. Because we're not talking about an external physical. We're talking about an internal, the idea itself of the Torah. So therefore it uses the Lashon, I believe, that that's what it means, Atar Seyhem Be. Not Atar Seyhem Al. But Atar Seyhem Be. Roshayhem. The Mesil Shisharim, in the end of Perik Yud Aleph, says clearly, what is Kavod HaTorah? What is the honor? He says that there's no honor. The honor is the Yedias HaTorah itself. Says it clearly in the Mesil Shisharim. The actual knowing of the Torah is the Kavod. That's the respect. You don't have to have any external Kavod. Knowing. It's at the end of Mesil Shisharim. Perik Yud Aleph. It says clearly that the Kavod HaTorah is the idea atzma, the actual knowing, and that's this Rambam. And that's why it says, Atarisehem Bereshem. You notice, we say in the Shabbos davening, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, the count the Shabbos, what does it say? That you went up to Shemayim, right, Klil Tiferes Bereshem Nisataloi, so what's Klil Tiferes mean? Klil means it's a canopy of glory. A crown. Klil Tiferes. Beroishai. Yeah, Klil Tiferes. Be. When? Ba'amdi l'fanech al Har Sinai, the Torah. We find anywhere Chazal that the Rebbeinu gave a crown to Moshe Rabbeinu? Don't say it anywhere. So what do you mean? And the answer is the Torah itself is the crown. Klil Tiferes Beroishoi, in his head. by giving him the Torah, teaching it to him. Moshe got a keter on Har Sinai? No, I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't say anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Klal Yisrael got ksarim. That's what it says. It says when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, they got crowns. So why do we say Klil Tiferes? Why do we say Klil Tiferes Beroishoy? So I'm asking you this question. It doesn't. Where does it come from that you put a crown on his head? And the answer is, it doesn't say it anywhere. It means the Torah itself. It says it clearly. Klil Tiferes Beroishoy Nasat Aloy. Ba'omdoy lufonecha l'ar Sinai. And watch, they luchos avonim hayribiyah. This is it, the Torah. The Torah itself is the Klil Tiferes. So it's true, there's ksarim. Three. But the kahuna and the malchus is external ksarim. Torah is an internal keser. It's the ideas of Torah. It's the knowledge of the Torah itself, which is its keser. I once told you that I am a Talmud of Rav Liba Zichreinu Levracha. Let me some water. I was a Talmud of Rav Liba Zichreinu Levracha, and he told me that he used to go to get shimush by my great-grandfather, the Beis Arad, in Europe. They used to travel from Hungary, the Bachrim, to get shimush from the Beis Arad. So he says that he'll never forget the first time he met him. It left a tremendous impression on him. Why? He says he remembers seeing on him that the ganze Torah hat gescheint of sein Stern, which means the entire Torah, in Yiddish, glistered, it sparkled from his forehead. And I never understood the words. I thought it was just a nice expression. I thought it was just a way of words. And then I started to realize, as I got older and I started to look at great people, Gedolei Yisrael, and I realized that, no, it sparkles from their forehead. A certain royalty, a certain tiferes, a certain glory. And that is what, like the Kohen Gadol has, Kinezer Lekav Al Roishoy, he carries the crown of Hashem. What is it referring to? The tzitz. He wears a head plate. And what does that head plate say? Kodesh Lashem. Kinezer Lekav Al Roishoy, that's the crown of Kahuna. The Talmud Chacham, with his knowledge of Torah from within his head, has from the Meitzach, it sparkles the beauty and glory of Torah. It could be literally as glishet tzach from the shterin, from the forehead, the beauty of Torah, the keser of Torah.
When Moshe came down from right, his face was all glowing.
Correct. And that is klil tiferes beroishai. That glow, that shine, is the keser haTorah. So now, Rabbeisai, we've started to define what is keser Torah and the difference between keser Torah and the other ksara. And that is that the keser of Malchus is external, maybe internal also. I'm not saying that there was no internal Malchus within the Melech, but the Tiferes, the splendor of it, the glory of it, came from the outside, that he had to be dressed, clothed externally with a keser. The Kayan also externally was dressed in royalty, while the Talmud Chacham, his keser, the keser of Torah, is his yediyas haTorah from within. It's in his head. It's the Torah that he's put together in his mind. That keser shines, and that's what it means: is shine from sein Stern, from his forehead, the beauty and glory of Torah. And this is what the Rambam seems to be saying. Atarisehem. Bereishayim is the Yediyas HaTorah itself, like the Mesil Shasharim says, that is the Kavod HaTorah. The Yediyas HaTorah that the Talmud Chacham has. The Gemara tells us, Chalav Taga, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says that if somebody uses the tag of the Torah, the crown of the Torah, Chalav, he has to perish. He's Chayiv Misa. Chalav Taga. That if you use Hamishtamish B'Taga Chalav, which means that he has to be taken away from this world if you use the crown. That's how Rashi translates the word Taga, Keser Torah.
He uses it for himself.
Shh. Says the Gemara, what does it refer to? That's a Talmud Chacham. That if a person goes and he uses a Talmud Chacham for his own purposes, that's called being mishtamish with the Keser Torah.
What is the own purpose?
Talmud Chacham is meant to teach you. Talmud Chacham is not meant to serve you, to be your personal servant, like some people think. Some people think that a Talmud Chacham, a Rav, is their private mishamesh, their private caretaker. No, you have to treat a Talmud Chacham that you're there to take from him Torah. You're not there to use it. So the Gemara says, yeah, that if a person comes and he uses the Talmud Chacham, what happens is Chalif, he has to be taken away. Why? What's so bad? Why is it so bad? And why is that called using the Keser of Torah? What is a Talmud Chacham? A Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Isai, is b'makam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who went for the Asar Arugi Malchus in place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very famous Gra. They asked the Goyin, where's Asar Arugi Malchus Merumis? Everything is Merumis in the Torah, and the Goyin was able to show where everything is hidden in the Torah. So they asked him, where is the story of Arugi Malchus hidden in the Torah? So he went to the parish of Meister Behema, where it says, Kol Asher Yavar, all the animals, Yavar, they pass Tachas HaShavet, which literally means the whip. Vasiri, the tenth one, the tenth animal, is Kodesh Lashem Meiser. Says the Goyin, it also is Merumis for the Asari Gemalchus. Because there were nine Shvatim that sold Yosef. And for that, nine of the Tzadikim, the Tanoim, had to die. So Kol Asher Yavar, the nine that die, Tachas HaShavet, they were for the Shvatim. Vasiri. There were only nine people that sold Yosef. Yosef didn't sell himself, and Binyamin wasn't there. So it's only nine. Right? So how could it be Vasiri? Who's the tenth one? Right? And Reuven also wasn't there. Reuven, right? Reuven Einenu, he wasn't there. So there were only nine. It says Vasiri Yekaydesh Hashem. Because don't forget, Hashem was part of the Cherem. He was the tenth one to the Bezdin. Says the girl, he also needed a Kapara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who went instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Asiri, the tenth one, Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva was Dairish. The Gemara says, it says, whenever it said the word S, it's L'Rabbis. So Shimon HaTimani, the Gemara and Pesachim, used to say every S what it means. Till it came to S Hashem Alikecha Tira, Parash. What's he going to say? S? And plus more than Hashem you have to, no, only Hashem you have to fear. Till Rabbi Akiva came and said S, the rabbis Talmid Chacham.
Oh.
That you have to have fear in for Talmud Chacham. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva said that the Talmud Chacham is actually, if we could use the words in English, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reincarnation, so to speak. Every Talmud Chacham represents the Rabbeinu Shloim. Every Talmud Chacham is a part of the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Rabbeinu Shloim is who his essence is. The Shachanti B'Saychai. Especially in the Tzadikim, especially in the Talmid Chacham, in the Rabbeinu Shloim, fills the full essence of the Talmud Chacham. So therefore he can represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, that's how you darshan as Hashem Elokech Tira. So when we need a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know who goes?
You go first.
You, Rabbi Akiva. You'll represent the Rabbeinu Shloim. This is a famous Torah from the Gra. The Vilna Gaon says this. Talmud Chacham represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Keser? I just told you, Keser is the idea of Hashem. How much does a person, Yirzaku Fazamel, he puts in him HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and the knowledge of Hashem? That itself was the Keser Torah. So the Talmud Chacham is itself Keser Torah. That's what the Gemara Megillah is telling us. HaMishtamesh B'Keser of the Torah Chalif, that's his Mishtamesh of the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Akiva learned that the Talmud Chacham is B'Makam Ne'ebishtah. Notice Rabbi Akiva is also the one that's Dairish Kisrei Oisius. The Ksarim on top of the Oisius is Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva understood the Ksarim. Rabbi Akiva was the one that symbolized Keser Torah. What is Keser Torah? Keser Torah is the Chidushei Torah that come in the crowns. I just explained to you that when a Talmud Chacham says a Chidush, the Rabbi Yishu gives it a kiss and it sparkles into crowns. What is that? That's the Kesher, that's the connection that a Talmud Chacham is connected with the Rabbi Yishu, which is the crown, which is the Yedias HaTorah, like the Rambam says, which is the Yedias Hashem that he achieves, that he has taken in his Yediyah and his knowledge. So Rabbi Akiva, when was he Tachas HaShavet? I'm sorry, when was he Asir Yekodesh Lashem to represent Hashem? When he was Moisa Nefesh, by the Mesiras Nefesh. Why? Because the idea, when the Talmud Chacham is Moisa Nefesh, it's not him, there's no him. So who does he represent? Only Hashem. That's why Keser Torah cannot be learned Lo Yimitech Achila, V'lo Yimitech Shtia, V'lo Yimitech Einig. Because if a person's busy eating and drinking and having his good life, it's a contradiction to the Keser Torah. Keser Torah is when it's not you. Keser Torah is when you are completely infused with the Torah, to the point that you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. That's Keser Torah. Could you bring me the Rambam? I'd like to bring out the Rambam. We're saying very yesoidistic things, Hilchas Tshuva. Okay, I might say let's have a 1 minute Chazara, because we said a lot of very deep thoughts. And the truth is, they yisai de hadas, and they're not my chidushim. Those that learn clearly Rambam and Rishayim, it's pretty clear what I was saying. But being that it's a complicated, very deep idea, let's repeat it. So again, what we've spoken till now, that we understand that Aaron HaKohen represents Keser Kahuna. That's the idea of Aaron HaKohen. The Kohen Gadol represents Keser Kahuna. We've also spoken till now that Moshe Rabbeinu represents Keser Torah. And the Medrash seems to tell us that when Aaron HaKohen was chosen and that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the task of bringing Aaron and inaugurating him as the Kohen Gadol, he felt bad. He not sorry for him. He wanted that. He wanted that Keser Kahuna. So the Rabbi Yishalom in essence was telling him the Keser Torah is greater than the Keser Kahuna. The Mishnah in Avos that says Keser Torah is greater than Keser Kahuna. So we had a question, so why does it represent itself with the Pasuk of Lulei Seiros Hoshashuyei? Why is that the poster Pasuk, so to speak? That's the Pasuk that represents Keser Torah. Lulei Seiroscha Shashuyai Ozavati Bo. So we went into a whole explanation to understand Keser Torah. And that pasuk of Lulei Seiroscha is in essence what Keser Torah stands for. A, how it's achieved, and B, what it represents. and I'll explain it to you. We begin by showing the Rambam says clearly that Keser Torah cannot be achieved mitech achila v'shtia v'idun alachayit zartichya. He brings the Mishnah. It has to be learnt with toil, with difficulty, with onyi. So I hear that the Seiros HaShashuyei ba'onyi, onyi has to do with Keser Torah. That I hear. What about the Seiros HaShashuyei part? Why is that integral part of Keser Torah? That the Torah should be learnt as a Shashua. Shashua simply means toys. You know, they used to say over, which grown-up plays with toys? David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, I play with toys. Shiloh, what kind of toys? We don't mean the stupidity toys that the world is busy with. iPods and E-pods and double blades and then nose pods and whatever pods you have. Right? He was busy with tiger pods. He was busy with something much different. Those are the toys, the playthings of David HaMelech. Fine. The question is, how is that intricate? How is that so specific in the ingredient of Keser Torah? So I begin to explain to you what is Keser Torah. What is it? The Zohar tells us, Chidushei Torah get kissed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they sparkle glamorously to the world, onto the heads of the... Beautiful. Right? Almost like a fantasy world. Like sparkling in the sky. It's beautiful, yeah? But then we said that we find that Keser Torah is actually the Yedias Hashem. It's the knowledge of Hashem. And I'm going to read you the Rambam inside. Says the Rambam like this. Wow. Here it is. Here it is. Shnei Lamas. No, here it is. Ha'olam Abba, here it is. Perichas Halacha Beis. Ha'olam Abba Ein Beguf Gviel Nefashas Tzadikim Bilvad. Ha'olam Abba is Nafshas Tzadikim. And since there's no gviya, there's no bodies, le'achila ve'le'shtia, no eating and drinking. And none of the things that the goof of a person needs in this world, means no physical. Ve'le'yeredavim and advarim, nothing that happens to the body will happen there. For example, sickness and so on and so forth. So what is ha'ilam ha'ba? Kacham ha'cham re'shayim ha'ilam ba'em ba'le'achila ve'le'shtia ve'le'tashim ha'tzadikim yo'yishvim va'tariseyem b'h. Rashehem. Hariz Baruchah. She'ain Shom Guf. And this is what it means, Tzadikim Yoishim. Kloimer. The Tzadikim are there, sitting. And what does it mean after Rashehem, Rashehem, Kloimer? Das. She'yedu. She'biglalo zachu l'chayil mabo. Mitsuya imahem. Vehi ha'atara shulahem. Ki'inyin sha'am ha'shloim ba'atara sh'itru le'imai. You hear? That's the atara ha'yidia. Ram says, kach atara sh'am ha'cham kan hi ha'yidia. May the great the Rambam. And what is called atara? The knowledge that the Talmud Chacham has. And like I said, that's what it means. Atara sehem bir ha'shem. It's not al, it's in. The Mesil Shasharim Perik Yeralov says, what is Kavod HaTorah? The idea itself, the knowledge of the Torah itself, is honor. It brings Kavod. Yediyas HaTorah is the Kavod. With this, we said, that's Pshat by Moshe Rabbeinu, Klil Tiferes B'Roshin HaSatalai. Where? B'Amdi L'Fanecha Har Sinai. How does that happen? So we said the Talmud Chacham represents the Keser Torah. How does he represent the Keser Torah? Because the Talmud Chacham is just Hashem. The Talmud Chacham is just the Torah. There's nothing else. The Talmud Chacham and the Torah infuse to become one piece. If a Talmud Chacham has other agendas, if a Talmud Chacham has other activities, so he doesn't become one with the Torah, you can't be Zaycha to Kesed Torah. That's what the Rambam in Hilchas Kesed Torah teaches us. You can't make money and say, okay, I'll have Kesed Torah. It doesn't work that way. Kesed Torah means complete devotion, complete infusion to become one piece with the Torah. Because the Rabbeinu Shleilam and the Torah is one, and then the Talmud Chacham becomes that. So the Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara Megillah tells us, is the Kesed Torah. Rabbi Akiva, when he was Moiser Nefesh, he gave up his body. That's what he said. Masai, I came in, I was looking my whole life to give up my goof. What, then he becomes what? He becomes Es L'Rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. He becomes a piece of Elikim. He becomes just Ruchni. And that's why, like the Goyin says, he becomes the one that's Yavr Tachas HaShavet. That the other nine go for the Shvatim while he is Kodesh L'Hashem for the Rabbeinu Shloim. This Rabbi Sai is Rabbi Akiva Doirish Kisrei Oisius. Rabbi Akiva was Doirish, the Ksarim. Rabbi Akiva represented the Keser Torah. That's Pshat Rabbi Akiva. Now we can understand Aaron and Moshe. And why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu is, so to speak, jealous? Heraloi for Aaron. Aaron HaKoyin is becoming the Kohen Gadol. It says clearly in the Pasuk, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. Take Aaron and bring him to you, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. What is Mitoich B'nei Yisrael? So the Kleoker says that he has to represent Klal Yisrael. Aaron can't be about himself anything. He's all about Klal Yisrael. The Kleoker says they needed Aaron HaKohen. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? I told you Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Parsha. Why? Because in this parasha he's supposed to be Keser Torah, that's bringing close Keser Kahuna. What is Keser Torah? Keser Torah means you don't exist whatsoever. There's no you. Keser Torah becomes Ata Tetzaveh. You know what Ata Tetzaveh means? Not you, but actually it's me. I ask you a question. We don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, in the Haggadah, we also don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mefarshim, Al-Sheikh and others ask, why is Moshe's name not mentioned in the Haggadah? And the answer is to teach that it's not Moshe. There is no Moshe. Moshe represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani V'Lei Malach, Ani V'Lei Shliach. Ah, he said Moshe. And the answer is Moshe's not even called a Shliach. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Sichai that he wants to pass by in his land, he sends a message to the head of Sichai that Hashem sent out a Malach to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Which Malach is he referring to? Moshe is referring to himself. He sends a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Malach to take out what Malach? Moshe, you didn't take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. The Teretz is, there is no Moshe Rabbeinu. Keser Torah requires that there's no me. It's all the Torah, it's all the HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
There's no different.
The Gemara says that Aron is Einam and Amida. You know that? The Aron takes up no space. But what do you mean? Doesn't fit. So the Gemara says, Aron Einam and Amida. There's no space for it. It doesn't. And you know what the Pshat is? There's a lesson to be taught. Aron is Torah. And those that are the Aron is Einam and Amida. They don't take up a place. It's all the Eibishta. It's all Ruchni. It's all the Shechina. Me, I have my space. Every person has Dalet Amos. But that's when there's a me. When there's Venafshi Ki'ofor Lakoil Siyah, What does ka'ofer mean? I don't take up anything. Offer. You know, you sometimes could say he's a small thing. What is something which isn't at all? When you want to say something just doesn't exist. What do you say? Anoichi off of Eifa, yeah? V'navshi ka'ofer la'kail siya. What's the next words in the tefillah? What's the next word in the tefillah? Sach libi. In order to have Torah, in order to be zaycha to psichas halev in Torah, what do you need? V'nafshi ke'ofer la'kril siya. Einam in amida. Einam in amida. I don't take up a place. Moshe Rabbeinu is now representing Keser Torah in this week's parasha, and therefore einam in amida. So then what is it? And the answer is Ata Tzuvesi, like the Zayir says, who's tooling the Tzivui? Ata Mechaim Meis Te Eibishtam. He talks Tzivui Hashem. You hear? He's talking. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants Aaron Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. But he's not doing it. Who's doing it? Ata, meaning me. Me, which is you, which is you, which is me. Hakrev Eilecha Aaron Achicha. Now we understand. The Medrash is telling us. The Medrash is telling us. The idea of Keser Torah. Keser Torah is making Keser Melucha. Hakrev Eilecha. What is Keser Torah? Keser Torah is Ata. Meaning there is no you, Moshe, but it is you. You're doing the Tzivui. As if you're doing it. Yet it's Ata, it's me. And I want to tell you a little bit more about this. You know, there's an interesting thing. Moshe Rabbeinu feels bad that Aaron is becoming the Kohen Gadol, so to speak. As Medrash tells us, he wanted it for himself. Yeah? So why would the Rabbeinu Shloilam put salt onto the wounds and say, Va'ata hakrivei lecha? You see, it's difficult for him. So why make it that he should do it? Let someone else do it. And more than that, the way that Archaim seems to learn, v'ata hakrev eilecha, what does it mean, ata hakrev eilecha? That it should be like you're doing it. It's coming from you. It's not even coming from me. Why? Why should it be that way? And you know what the answer, Rabbi Yisai, is? Mikdash is all about kashetziva Hashem. That's how it says 18 times Kasha Tziva Hashem. It says when it's about Tziva Hashem, it's not about the person, so it's not about you, it's about the other person. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted that Tafka Moshe Rabbeinu, you should take Aaron. I don't want that you should do your job because I said so. I want you to do it as if you're doing it and not me. You know, we know the very famous thing, the two brothers, each one cared for the other one. And that was the Makam HaMikdash, you know, one was rich, one was poor. So the rich one said, my rich brother, he has children, so I'll give him the hay and the wheat. Eh? You know what the Gemara is telling us with that story? Mikdash is built, not me, but I do for you. I don't live for me, I live for you. In this week's parasha, Aaron and Moshe had to be. Moshe, there's no me. It's you, Aaron. The Ata Hakrev Eilecha. You do it, Moshe. And do it in a way that it's not I'm the one. It's that you want it. You know why? I'll tell you. You know, we spoke many times. How is a person able to be Mahu Rachum, Afato Rachum, Mahu Chanun? Rachum. What does that do with me? I'm a person. I'm a Chumri. I'm a Chomer. I'm nothing. So we said over that actually, Malachta Bedrocha was learned from two places. One place it's learned out from Malachta Bedrocha. Another place is Uboy Sidbok. Attach yourself to Hashem. Mahu chanun, avato chanun, mahu rachum. You know why? When you attach yourself to Hashem, you're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every yid has within him elements of Shechina, Manda Nafach, Midilei Nafach. That's why he's able to be Mahu Rachum. You know why you're able to achieve such levels of Mahu Rachum, Avata Rachum? Because of Boy Sidbok, you're part of the Eibishter. We all have within us, in English we would have said godliness. We have Elohus in us. And that Elohus within us is able to be selfless. To be able to be selfless to the point of Mahu Rachum Avata Rachum. Now Rabbi Yisai, remember we told you over that the Ger, when he asked what is Torah all about, what did we answer him? Torah is about Mehafter Re'acha Kamoicha. But that's not really what Hillel told him. Hillel told him, Adesani Lach L'chaver Chaloi Savid. What you don't want for yourself, don't do to. Why did he say straight out, Mehafter Re'acha Kamoicha? Tell him the pasuk. Why do you have to say it in a backwards way? We've spoken about it with Ramban. The Ramban seems to say that that's the whole mitzvah anyway. It's not for now, Barichas, to go into. But the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara over there is because a guy can't understand V'hafter Re'acha Kamoicha. You say V'hafter Re'acha Kamoicha, he take you to the doctor. Something's wrong with you. You should get your head examined. V'hafter Re'acha Kamoicha. Wait a minute, I come first. Wait, talk. What do you mean V'hafter Re'acha Kamoicha? What are you saying? What does it mean? Kamoicha, I love you like I love me. Well, what does it mean? But that's Torah. You know what Torah is? Torah is not me. You know, there's even a pshat in the Gemara. Who's Reyecha? Reyecha is the Eibishter. Reyecha v'Reyavicha. One pshat means it's not referring to people. It's referring to the Eibishter. Because Torah is, I don't love myself. And there is no self. It's I love the Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore I love Klal Yisrael. Kuchim Richa v'Araisa. Chadhu, it's all one. In this week's parsha, Keser Torah means to love the Rebbeinu Shloilam Ata Tetzaveh to the point that I can be V'hakar V'ilachas Aaron Achicha. That I love Aaron to the point that I'm more than me. That is Keser Torah. Now I'm explaining to you, he wasn't just saying Keser Torah is bigger than Keser Kahuna. He was saying, what is Keser Torah? Keser Torah is not about the person. Keser Torah means it's about Hashem and it's about Klal Yisrael. You know, in the bottom of the Medrash, I told you, it says, why don't you have Keser Kahuna? Because you're busy helping Klal Yisrael, teaching them. Maybe this is what it means. Keser Torah means that there's no you. Keser Torah means you do what's needed for Klal Yisrael. That is Keser Torah. And that's how you build a Beis HaMikdash. You hear Rabbi say? This is the pshat in what it means. Ato, you, Keser Torah, Hakrev Eilecha. Bring close to you Aaron. Aaron HaKoyin, you're jealous, so to speak. You want what he has. Don't think of it. Think of what's Ata Titzaveh. Know you. Take your name out of the picture. It's not about you. It's about the Ratzon Hashem. That's what Keser Torah represents. That you become the Mitzaveh, which is me the Mitzaveh. You represent me now. The Talmud Chacham represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Keser Torah. Now I understand, it says in the Pasuk, Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh La'aron HaKoyin, yeah? Actually, I'm sorry, it says, Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh La'aron L'chavad Ol Sifaris. And then it says in the next Pasuk, Va'ata Sedaber El Kol Chach Milev, for what? To make him begadim? L'katshe L'chanili. Did Moshe make the begadim? Did the Chach Milev make the, who made the begadim? So the Ramban learns is going back on both. The Chachmei Lev made the Begadim, the Chavadol Sifares, and the Katshei Lechani. It's all the same thing. Then the Ramban says, no, we have to split it up. Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh, the Chavadol Sifar, you do that. You, Moshe, do it. The Katshei Lechani, that you'll speak to the Chachmei Lev. What's the difference? L'chavel Sifaris, L'katshe L'chanei. And why is this that you have to make? Why does he have to make the begadim L'chavel Sifaris? Let the Chachmei Lev make all of it. And you know what the answer is? The Chavad El Sifares. Chavad El Sifares. You know what Chavad El Sifares? That's the honor of Aaron that I want you to make. I want you, Moshe, to make it. The Chavad of Aaron that I want you yourself to do it. Because that's Mikdash. Mikdash means, and that's where I began to share with people, think Kedusha means something lofty. Kedusha means selflessness. To love somebody more than you love yourself. To care for somebody and to care for his kavod more than you care for your kavod. That's Kedusha. The tenets of the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the sanctity of the Mikdash was that Aaron had to be uplifted and exalted and glorified through Moshe Rabbeinu in a way that he was selfless, that his name isn't mentioned in the parasha. That's Kedusha. That's Keser Torah. Keser Torah is when the Talmud Chacham represents selflessness. It's not him. There's no him there. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tetzaveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And I believe that's the Tiferes, that's the beauty of that Talmud Chacham. When you look at a Talmud Chacham, you know what shines from him? That there's almost no human over there. It's all Kedusha. It's all for others. You know, in the Rishus, it's like a Mishaberach that's given in Ashkenaz, Ashkenaz shuls. When they finish on Simchas Torah, the Chasen Torah and the Chasen Bereishis, so they call up for the Chasen Torah a whole title for that person, Amoid, that he's a Talmud Chacham, and they talk about the beauty of Torah. One of the things it says over there, stand up, the one who is Mishashaya Nafshoi Bo Lisifara. And it hit me that we put the words Shashua and Tiferes in the same wording. That those that are Mishashay in the Torah, that is Lisifara, that's its beauty. And I thought then when I heard it and it struck me, I said, you know what it means? A person's Mishashay in Torah means he has completely one thing, just Torah. You know, like when a child, I was thinking to myself, a child, when he gets a new toy, he doesn't leave go of it. He goes to sleep with it, puts it under his pillow. He wakes up with it, it's ready in his hand. Where he goes or what he does, why he becomes attached to his toy. That's Mishashaya. That's what it means, Shashua. Lulei Sayrascha Shashuai. Shashua means being attached. Like a toy is attached to a child. Azavati ba'ani. I would never survive the danius. How could we survive the poor and difficulty when you learn if it's possible? So how do you survive it? And the answer is Ashrecha ba'ilom hazeh. The Torah itself makes you joy and happy. That's when you're attached to the Torah. That's called Keser Torah. That's why we chose the Pasuk of Lulei Seiros Shashui to represent the idea of the Keser Torah. I just want to end, that's what it means. Klil Tiferes B'Roish Nesatalai Be'Amdei Lufanech Al Har Sinai. Why does it stress Amdei Lufanech Al Har Sinai? Just say Klil Tiferes Asatulai Be'Har Sinai. What's the idea of Amdei Lufanech? Why are we stressing that Hashem gave him this crown when he stood in front of him? And you know what the answer is? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do when he stood in front of Hashem for those 40 days? It says clearly what he did. Lechem Layachal, Mayim Layshasa. He didn't eat, he didn't sleep, he didn't drink. Amdei, you know what the word Amdei means? He stood. He had a melus. He worked hard. He was kind of the kinyan of Keser Torah. That's why we say Klil Tiferes B'Roishay Nasatalai Be'omdoi Lefanecha, when he stood in front of you, because he symbolized and epitomized the idea of the Keser Torah. idea of the Keser Torah. Oh, now let's just end with a Yisoid. What do we want? I'll tell you. The Kitzur of this week's parasha is that Torah and Avodah is about selflessness. Selflessness. Lo ani. Hatzon Hashem. Ata titzava. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha. That's called no me. No me is titzava, tzivui. Tzivui means Keser Torah and Keser Kahuna. It's Taka Bizeich, because these are the tenets of Mikdash. And that's why the home is a place for Mikdash. You know why the home is a place for Mikdash? Because you can have Ashra Sashay. Ish V'isha, Shechina Shrui Beinayim. What does that mean? Ish V'isha? No? When it's not me, it's not me, and it's not you, it's us. Then Shechina Sashay. That's Kedusha, Rabbi Yisrael. Ish V'isha. When it's together, it's not me, it's not you, it's us. That's the epitome of Kedusha. That's the epitome of Torah of Yahavta Re'acha Kamoicha. And that's what we learn from this week's parasha. So we think Moshe Rabbeinu's name wasn't in the Sedra as a punishment, Chas V'Shalom. It's a lesson. It's a lesson that you don't need me, the opposite. Not me. Not me. Then you become Ba'ata. You represent the Rabbeinu Shalom as if the Rabbeinu Shalom is Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.